You know, as we start, you know, kanina I was watching, pero sayang, first half lang yung napanood ko eh. I told you, last week, Miami could, you know, abi sa inyo, Miami fans, come on! Come on! Oklahoma? You know what? We have a good matchup. I like Miami. I like Oklahoma. Do you know that Oklahoma players are, you know, most of them are actually 22, 23 years old. They're very young. That is why I like them. That is why I like Oklahoma, you know, next generation. But still, I like LeBron. But it's a good matchup. You know, I'm saying this because, you know, in basketball, they have game plans. I'm sure when Miami Heat lost in game one, they adjusted pretty well. Although 4 points lang ang lamang nila ngayon. But they adjusted pretty well. That's why they came up with a game plan. Okay, I'm sure para i-defend si Durant or wag bigyan ng space si James Harden or whoever sa Oklahoma. They had a game plan. And same thing with us. We are talking about game plan because as we go to our campuses, to our school, to our universities, we need to have a game plan. We don't just go there inside the campus, okay, eto na naman ako, or maybe second year ka, third year ka, okay, after nito, uuwi na ako, then papasok na naman ako, uuwi na naman ako. Wala tayong plano sa buhay. Pumunta lang tayo doon. Yes, of course, our primary goal is to learn, okay? To graduate, in fact. But you know, there is another game plan that we need to understand. That the reason why God called us is for us to engage to the students around us, to our classmates, to the campuses. And as we start, would you join with me in prayer? And let's just honor God this time. Lord, we thank you, God, for just this time, Lord God, of hearing your word. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just move in this place, that you would just fill this place with your presence, that we may see, God, Jesus, so that, Lord, our lives will be transformed, God, that as we go out this place, our lives will never be the same again. God, I pray, God, that you would just open our eyes, Lord, to see, God, the harvest, the campuses, Lord God, that where you put us, Lord. God, we thank you. God, I pray that you would just bless the preaching of your word and bless everyone's heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as you could see, I really love, maybe growing up, I really love basketball. I really love not just basketball. I really love watching, you know, yung mga American football, okay, yung mga rugby. Gusto ko yung mga nasasaktan. Gusto ko yung mga dumudugo yung mga muka. Gusto ko yung ganon. Even I love watching boxing. Yung tapos medyo lumabas na, nagkaroon na ng UFC. Ayun na, talagang hindi. Ano na, madaling araw na ako natutulog. Okay? I don't know, but I believe that I'm wired to that. I love watching, you know, bloody fights. Okay? For some of you, ang gross naman yan. Well, hindi gross yan. Okay? You know, I just love that. But you know, watching that, you know, especially UFC, okay, I love watching George St. Pierre, GSP. Okay? Why? Because this guy, when he's in the ring, he engage. You know, he don't just, stand right there and not throw punches. He would make sure that he would engage. And I'm saying this is because, you know, sometimes or most of the time, I get bored personally. I'm so bored watching kapag kami mga UFC fight or boxing or maybe or basketball man. You know, I got bored kapag ka hindi walang engaging moment. Kapag ka puro ano lang, puro asta lang. Mas magandang pinapanood kapag ka may nagkakatamaan, pag may dumudugo ang ilong, pag dumudugo yung bibig mo, pag yung swollen na yung mata mo, mas maganda panoorin 'yon. Tama? Ayaw niyo yata eh. But you know, that's what the world of sports, you know, was created for. To really engage. And sometimes, kapag ka walang ganong action, kapag ka sa basketball, wala pang sumushoot, walang, puro pasahan lang, okay, umiikot yung bola, natatapos yung shot clock, hanggang sa 24 seconds na shot, yung shot clock, nag-expire na. Wala man lang tumira, you know, boring yun. You know why? Because there's no one who's engaging. Walang nag-uumpisa ng fight. And same thing with us, you know, talking about this, I believe all of us here, you know, in one way or the other, we are, for us to win a battle, we need to engage. Or else, if you don't engage, most probably, you will lose a fight. Ang mangyayari, sapo ka lang na sapo na suntok. And you're gonna lose the fight eventually. But we need to engage. And as we talk about this, as we continue this series, Game Plan, you know, my goal today, this afternoon, is for us to really see the picture, for us to really understand what it takes to disciple other students. What it takes to, you know, to have a deeper revelation of reaching out to the lost, to the people around us, even to the students. Kung saan yung mga kasama natin, yung mga classmates natin. And, you know, talking about engaging, you know, there are all kinds of reasons why, you know, most of us is freaking out when we say the word, maybe reach out, evangelize, share the gospel. Most of us are freaking out. That's why we don't engage. Somehow, there's a cringe factor. You know, pagka, alam mo yun, I experienced that also, yung pagka nasa loob ka na ng school mo, ng campus mo, alam mo sa puso mo na gusto mong i-share si Lord. But there's something in you, nanginginig yung tuhod mo. Parang kinakabahan ka, parang, ano ba ang gagawin ko? Hindi mo alam ang gagawin mo. Okay? Sino nakaka-experience nun? Meron ba? Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, mga 10 tayo nakaka-experience. So, buting iba, malalakas ang loob, no? Makakapala mukha. Ay, hindi! Si Lord! Mga ganun agad eh. Okay? Pero, you know, we experience that. And, you know, today, again, my goal is for us to really understand God's Word. And that God will give us a game plan. God will give us a game plan how to engage our campuses, how to engage our friends, our classmates, if you will. And, you know, if you're going to put a title of this message, in fact, I put a title on this message, Don't Freak Out, Just Reach Out. Don't freak out and just reach out. You know, don't cringe, don't be scared. I believe God has given us the authority. God has given us the power to reach out. So don't freak out and just reach out. How many of you here, you know how to swim? You know how to swim? Yung pag sinabi kong you know how to swim, hindi yung gumaganong-ganon lang sa tubig, ha? Lumalakad na ganon. Okay? Tapos kunyari, ilulubog mo pa yung ulo mo. Pag sinabi ko, you know how to swim, as in talagang you know how to swim. Sino sa inyo? Itaas yung kamay nyo. Huwag kayong mahiya. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, you don't know how to swim. Honestly, huwag ka mahiya. Okay lang yon. Pareho lang tayo. You don't know how to swim. Okay? So, bro, hindi ka marunong? Eh, naglulunuran tayo sa ano ah. Kaya pala, gusto mo na ako suntukin. Pastor, hindi ako marunong lumangoy. Ano ka ba? Okay. So, you know, if you know how to swim, you know, maybe you could really siguro go 1 lap, 2 laps, okay? You know, assuming that there is someone who is drowning and you are there, okay? Nandun ka, walang ibang marunong lumangoy, ikaw lang. And merong nalulunod. What would you do? What would you do? Marunong lumangoy. Sumagot. Sasagipin nyo. Diba? Of course, sasagipin nyo yun. Kasi nalulunod na yung tao eh. But you know what? I realized this. You know, syempre, galing kang school noon or napadaan ka. Okay? So, isipin nyo na lang, biglang may swimming pool. Pagdilat yung gawis, may swimming pool na. Okay? So, ano na, fast forward na agad natin. So, I believe that the first thing that you would do is really to really help out that person. You don't ask the person, habang gumagana na lulug, glug, 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 gumagana na, hindi ka nandun, tatanungin mo, oy, what's your name? Oy, talaga, ano ba nangyari? Kwentuhan mo na tayo, ano? Paano ka napunta dyan? Okay? Hindi pwedeng ganon. Alam nyo kung ano yung una nyong gagawin? Ask me. Tatalon? Hindi. May cellphone kayo, ilalagay nyo muna yung cellphone nyo. Eh, sayang yung cellphone, di ba? Tama mali? Tama. Oh, ilagay naman mo, basahin yung cellphone. Naku, sinagip-sagip pa kita. iPhone 4S to? O kaya kung may iPad ka, di ba? Hindi, dito sa likod. Oh. Doon ka palang tatalon. And you're gonna save that person. You're not gonna ask that person, uy, ano ba nangyari? Ba't ka napunta dyan? May tumulak ba sa'yo? Oh. Hindi mo natatanungin. Sasagipin mo agad yung tao na yon. Okay? Because you know how to swim. And, you know, thinking about that, it's like, if we have a friend who is like a suicidal, meron na suicidal tendency, you know, ang gagawin mo, you don't just interview that person, ang gagawin mo agad, ipipreach mo agad yung gospel sa kanya. O kaya meron kang classmate na mamamatay na. Isang uod na lang ang hindi pumipirma. Then yun na, kukunin na siya. Ano ang gagawin mo? Maikipagkwentuhan ka pa ba? Or you would share the gospel immediately. Kasi ito na yun eh. Friend, bago ka, you know what? That Jesus Christ died for you? Do you know that? Do you know that, you know, we all have sinned? But the good news is, Jesus paid the penalty of our sins. That's why you don't need to go to hell. By receiving Christ, you can go to heaven and receive salvation. Kung mamamatay na suicidal tendencies, you're gonna go right there and then preach the gospel. On the other hand, you know, we have somehow, kung hindi naman ganun ang situation, you know, God has given us a game plan so that we could engage in order for us to connect with students. Yung scenario na yon is case-to-case basis yon. You preach the gospel right up front. Huwag ka na magpaligoy-ligoy. Huwag ka na maipagkwentuhan. Huwag ka na magpa-cute. Preach mo na agad yung gospel kasi mamamatay na yung tao. But on the other hand, God has given us a game plan so that we could engage. So that in order for us to build bridges, para madala natin yung mga classmates natin sa Panginoon. Okay? And, you know, these bridges that I'm talking about, you know, this game plan that I'm talking about, you know, we need to create a culture. Kailangan ma-create natin to, yung pagpasok natin, you know, it's like, ito na agad yung iniisip natin. You know what, itong classmate kong to, nako, freshman kami pare-pareho, pero ito, lalapitan ko mamaya to. Kakaibiganin ko to. Okay? You know, if you have your Bible with you, I want you to open your Bible in Colossians, chapter 4. Sino sa inyo na dinala nyo yung Bible nyo? O dala nyo yung boyfriend nyo, girlfriend nyo? Yung Bible na lang, okay? Iwan muna natin si BF, si GF. Okay, Colossians 4, verse 2 to 6. I'm gonna read. If you don't have your Bible with you, just follow it with me. Follow with me. And you can see that in the screen. It says here, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And in verse 3, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message. Okay? Here is Paul saying, you know, please pray for us so that God will open a door for us to preach the message here in UP, here in Miriam, here in FEU, in San Beda College, TIP, PSBA, Ateneo, La Salle. Please pray for us that God will open the door for us so that we could preach the gospel to these students. So that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. And in verse 4, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. And in verse 6, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. We're going to get into that later on. But I wanna talk to you today, you know, our game plan. Let's be practical, okay? Okay, Kuya Jeff, gusto kong sharean yung classmate ko. Gusto kong ma-reach out siya. So what's our game plan? Okay, ano ang dapat nating gawin? You know, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, we have a game plan. And I want to give you, in fact, there are so many things that we could think about so that for us to engage with our classmates. For some of you, you are so creative, you are so brilliant. As in, pag nag-isip kayo, ibang klase, talagang, and you might have the best way for you to engage, for you to befriend your classmates para ma-share nyo yung gospel. But I'm gonna give you four game plans today so that we could reach out our friends, our classmates inside the campus. The first one is, you know, hang out together. We need to hang out together. You know, I believe, I love Christians. In fact, all of you who follows Jesus, I love you. In fact, I love people who really bring their Bible, worship God. You know, there's no doubt about it. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mahal mo ba yan? Kapatid mo sa Panginoon yan. We all love Christians, okay? But when I say hang out together, listen to this. Don't be with the Christians all the time. Kristiyano na tayo, alam na natin yun. Pero sana naman, pag pumasok tayo ng campus natin, naghahanap pa rin tayo, sino na naman, sino kaya yung Kristiyano dito? Sino kaya yung born again dito? Please, don't be with Christians or born again, as you say, as you may, all the time. Because I believe we, all of us, we were called as missionaries. We are called to, you know, to spread the gospel. We are not called to, you know, yes, right here in church, we could, you know, strengthen one another. Even outside, you know, I don't have any problem with that. You know, maybe some of you, sinasabi nyo, parang sinasabi mo ba na pwede akong makipag-hang out sa mga BI, bad influence? Why not? Okay? If that's the way you could reach them out for Jesus, then why not? You know, let us not be so holy. Pagdating natin sa campus natin, ay, ayoko maipagkaibigan sa'yo. Hindi ka kasi Christian eh. Dito ako sa mga mababait, may dalang Bible, nagwo-worship, nagpe-pray. Yung lunch break, nagpe-pray, hindi kumakain. Pagka vacant namin, nagpe-pray. Dito ako. Ayoko sa inyo, mga mukhang goons kayo. Nga, mga long hair pa, naninigarilyo kayo, panay ang yosi nyo, panay ang inom nyo. Ayoko sa inyo. But I want to tell you this. For us to engage, because the bottom line is to preach the gospel, you know, you don't preach the gospel to people who follow Jesus already. They know it already. Alam na nila yon. That's why we need to go with people who doesn't have relationship with Christ yet. You know, I'm telling you, for some of you, first year, freshman kayo, okay, yung iba sa inyo, fourth year, college na, okay, or high school, And you know, we were given just a short span of years for us to engage with our classmates, with the students. Or maybe for some of you, 6 years na kayo sa college nyo, 7 years, stockholder ka na nga eh. Diba? May ano ka na, may position ka na talaga doon eh. May nakasulat na talaga sa upuan mo. So, mahal mo lang talaga yung campus mo. Or maybe 10 years. Ayaw mo talagang iwan. Gusto mo, doon ka na lumaki, doon ka na nagkamalay, doon ka na mamamatay. Okay? But most of us here, we were given a short span of time. 4 years, maybe for some of you, 2 years. Okay, you're taking a course, you know, a 2-year course. And why not engage with the people who, you know, who are mayayabang? You know, you feel like minsan, di ba, ayaw nating maipagkaibigan, ayaw nating engage yung mga intimidating na tao. Kasi parang nakakatakot. But do you know the intimidating people are the most insecure people. Kumbaga, panlabas lang nila yung pinapakita nila na, ano, para hindi nila makita talaga yung panloob nung life nila. That's why what people would do is just, you know, parang somehow matatakot ka sa forma nila, sa sinasabi nila, pag nagsalita sila, the way they act. But you know, all the more, I believe, they are the people that needs to hear the gospel. Huwag nating masyadong ubusin yung oras natin sa mga kapwa natin, Kristiyano, please. Why? Because I believe God loves them also. Mahal ng Panginoon yung grupo natin. Maybe Lifebox kayo, TIP, Lifebox or Lifebox UST. Okay yun. Mahal ni Lord yun. Pero paano naman yung mga tao na nagiinuman lang, nag-a-addict lang? Mahal din ni Lord yun. That's why we need to hang out together with other, you know, pre-believers. You who doesn't know Jesus Christ. Because I believe we are all missionaries. God has called us to be a missionary. I remember when Pastor Dan Encarnacion talked about that last, I think, 3 weeks ago. You know, we are all missionaries. God has placed us to a place where we could reach out, where we could evangelize, where we could touch other lives. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? You know, don't hang out with your Christian friends. Not too much. Please take time, okay, to be with your unbeliever friend. Doon tayo mag-ubos ng oras, engage natin. Kasi kahit na anong gawin natin, kahit na matulog tayo o umuwi tayo, yung mga Kristiyano nating kaibigan, kahit hindi natin kausapin yan, dahil may relasyon kay Lord yan, hindi mo na kailangan invite yan sa FNY, hindi mo na kailangan invite kung anong youth groups yan. Pupunta at pupunta yan. Eh, paano yung mga wala pa talagang alam? Hindi pa nila talaga kinikilala si Jesus bilang Panginoon nila. So all the more, we need to take time with these friends, with those people na meron tayo. Not just hang out together. Another game plan that we need to do is, drop clues. Drop clues. What do I mean by that? Don't be a secret Christian man. You need to drop clues. They need to know that you are a Christian. They need to realize that you are a follower of Jesus. They need to realize that you don't just go with the flow. Okay? Kasi minsan, di ba, from first year, fourth year, graduate ka na, then yung sa graduation, doon pa lang nila nalaman, uy, Kristiyano ka pala, Brad. All these years, hindi ko alam yun ah. O kaya naman, nag-asawa na, lumabas na ng campus, doon pa lang nila nalaman na Kristiyano ka pala, meron ka palang Jesus sa buhay mo. Don't be a secret Christian man. If you want to engage, if you want to win your friends to Christ, you know, don't just sit around and, you know, do nothing. It's not just I'm saying, you know what, lalapitan mo lahat ng classmate mo, lahat ng tao sa campus mo. Alam mo ba, Kristiyano ako. Uy, Kristiyano ako. Uy, born again ako. Nag-a-attend ako sa FNY. Hindi mo kailangan kumuha ng mic just to tell that. You know, in a very simple act, they would know that you are a follower of Christ. You know, may mga times na, you know, when your friends are disrespecting women, for some of you men, if your friends are disrespecting women, you need to drop clues. You need to tell them, you need to stand up and tell them, bro, or wag bro, okay, or brad, okay? Alam mo, dapat hindi tayo nagdi-disrespect ng mga babae. Dapat nirespeto natin yan. Mga babae yan eh. May mga nanay tayo, may mga kapatid tayo. Hindi yung dinidisrespect na nila, ikaw, nakikiayon ka, oo nga, no? Grabe naman. Uy, suot niya, uy, naman, okay ah. Paano nila malalaman na Kristiyano ka? Eh, last year, mag-classmate tayo, ikaw ang pinakabastos sa amin, Kristiyano ka pala? You need to drop clues so that you could engage, so that they would know, they would respect you. You know, it's hard for us to preach the gospel kung nakikita nila ay kabaligtaran. Kung nakikita nila na, you know, nagmumurahan lahat, okay? Almusal, tanghalian, hapunan, mura, di ba? Oh, tutut! Uy, tutut ko! Oh. Uy, tutut! Di ba? Puro mura. Then ikaw nakikiganon ka rin. Tapos sasabihin mo, you know what, mahal ka ni Jesus. Paano maniniwala sa'yo yun? E paninga ang mura mo. You need to drop clues. You need to show them, you need to let them feel that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. That you are not just another face of the crowd. You are holy. You are set apart. Are you getting this? You need to drop clues for you to engage. And I'm not saying that, you know, we need to be self-righteous. Yung parang napaka-holy natin, uy, wag mong gawin yan. Then sasabihin, uy, father. Diba? Uy, pastor. Hindi. This is not for us to be self-righteous, but this is who we are. If we really love to reach out our friends and classmates, let them know, let them realize that you are a Christian. That you respect, you know, you respect your teachers, hindi yung nakatalikod, na ikiisa ka na, kung ano-ano sinasabi mo sa teacher, pag nagsusulat sa whiteboard, uy, si Imam, ano ba naman yun? Tingnan mo yung gupit ni Shell, oh, ano yung isa ka pa, di ba? Tapos, pagandahan pa kayo ng drawing sa professor nyo. Oh, mas kamukha ni Sir to. Ito, hindi, mas kamukha to. Nakiisa ka pa, di ba? You know, you need to drop clues. You need to let them know and realize that you are a Christian so that you could engage. And then another thing is that look for opportunity. No, I want to go back in verse 5 of what we have read. Verse 5, it says here that be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. You know, look for opportunity. We should be wise in contacts, you know, with other, with non-Christians. You know, how you could be wise so that you could engage, so that you could take every opportunity na binibigay sa'yo ni Lord, you know? As simple as minsan, di ba, may mga vacant time tayo. Wala tayong ginagawa. Okay, may mga, I'm sure naman, may mga kaibigan kayo, di ba? Or gusto nyo talaga na habang buhay, mag-isa ka. Wala kang kaibigan. Pag break time, ikaw lang kumakain. Ikaw lang na ikipagkwentuhan sa sarili mo. Nililibang mo. Mga ganun-ganun. Uy, time na. Papasok na ako. Tapos vacant na naman. Okay, ikaw uli. Siguro naman may kaibigan ka. Di ba? You know, why not take that opportunity to engage and to share the gospel to your friend? You know, pag vacant time, you know, sit down with a friend. Oy, kumusta ka na? Kumusta ang family mo? San ka umuwi? Or kung hindi pa kayo magkakilala, maybe freshman kayo. Anong, you know, ilang kayo magkakapatid? You know, by that, by building relationship, by engaging, you know, you are taking every opportunity for you to share the gospel. And yung iba sa inyo, di ba, you know, mga dancer kayo, sasali kayo sa dance club, sa school nyo, you know, you can take that opportunity so that you could share the gospel. Always take the opportunity. And then number four, last but not least, yes, we hang out together. Yes, you know, we drop clues. And then we take opportunities. But the bottom line of everything is to share the gospel. The reason why we engage is to share the gospel. No matter what approach, you know, no matter what approach you use in evangelism, kahit na anong gawin mo, I don't know, it's all up to you kung ano yung style nyo para ma-preach yung gospel. But the bottom line, the reason why you engage, the reason kung bakit ka naikipagkaibigan sa mga classmates mo ngayon sa campus is because you want to preach the gospel. Please, huwag tayo mag-e-engage sa mga kaibigan natin without any goal, without any purpose. Yung bang, ay gusto ko lang makipagkaibigan. Yes, that's good. Pero at the end of the day, our goal should be a time will come, I would set a date. A time will come that I'm going to preach the gospel to this person. I would tell this person, you know what? Jesus loves you. You know what? Jesus died for your sins. And I'm about to close. You know, I'd like to continue in verse 6. It says here that let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt. You know, pag sinabi natin seasoned with salt, it means to say tasty. Di ba yung mga ulam natin, pag nilalagyan usually ng asin or ng fish sauce, para lumasa. I hope kapag ka nag-e-engage tayo, it will be seasoned with salt. Hindi yung bang parang ayaw ka nilang kausapin uli. Ayaw na nilang bumalik. Ah, ito, puro ano na naman to. Yung hindi sila magiging interesado sa'yo. I hope you would be wise when you share the gospel to them. Hindi yung gini-guilt trip mo sila. Yung lagi pag nakikita kayo, alam mo ba, pupunta ka sa impyerno. Alam mo ba, ang sama-sama mo. Yung mga ginawa mo, naku, hindi makakalampas kay Lord yan. It should be seasoned. It is like, pagka nagkausap kayo, you know what, I want to talk to you more. Can we sit down and talk about God again tomorrow? I don't want to hear about, you know, hell. I just want to hear the love of Jesus. Can we talk again? Can you give time again so that I may come to Jesus, that I may know Him more? You know, as I close, in the Bible, Jesus engaged with so many people. In fact, He touched lives. The reason God is calling us to the campuses is for us to touch lives. And Jesus is the best example of touching lives. And you know, it's amazing, it's interesting that in the New Testament, you can count the word touch 39 times. But 29 of them is in reference to Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus cares so much for the people. He touched the blind. He touched the sinners. He touched the disciples' feet to show His love. He touched the man born blind. And my favorite of all the touch of Jesus is when He touched a leper. Let me just read Mark 1, chapter 40, verse 42. It says here, a man with leprosy came to Him and begged Him on his knees, "If You are willing, Jesus, You can make me clean." And then verse 41, filled with compassion again. Do you know that Jesus is filled with compassion to your campuses, to your friends, to your classmates? Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out His hand and touched the man. "I am willing," He said, "be clean." And in verse 42, immediately the leprosy left Him and He was cured. You know what? In those culture, in those time, you can never even get near to a leper. But you know what Jesus did? He broke all the rules. He broke all the regulations. I don't care about the rules. I don't care about the regulations. I don't care about the laws. All I know is that I love this person. That's why I'm going to touch him. Because I know that he needs me. And same thing with us. I believe in my heart that God needs us, so that we could engage to our classmates, so that our classmates would know, may Diyos pala. Meron palang Jesus na namatay para sa kasalanan ko. And today, I'd like to challenge everyone tonight, today, this afternoon. Do you have rules? When you go to your campus, oh, hindi ko lalapitan to. Kasi mukhang hindi ko siya kayang kausapin. Hindi ko lalapitan to kasi mayaman to ako. Mahirap lang ako. Hindi ko lalapitan to kasi yung mga grupo nila, mga konyo, mga social, ako, simple lang ako. Do you have rules? Or will you be like Jesus, who's forgetting about the rules, the regulations? I would just come to this person. I am willing. I'm gonna touch you because I love you. Again, don't freak out, my friends. When you go back to your campus, don't freak out. Just reach out to your friends. God loves them. God loves your classmates, your campus, your schoolmates. I want to pray right now. Would you bow your head? Close your eyes. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, today. God, I believe, Lord, that it's not an accident why we are in our campus today, why we are studying in our school today, in this university. God, I thank you because, Lord, you made all things possible, Lord God, for them to enter that school. Lord, I believe, God, that there might be struggles in finances. I believe, Lord, that there might be hardships. But Lord, still, you made a way so that they could go into this school, into this university. Because I know that you have a plan, you have a purpose, Lord God, for all of us, so that we could reach to our friends, to our classmates. Lord, I pray, God, that we could engage to our friends.
so that we may share the gospel. You know what? I want to pray for you. If you are here today, you understood that God loves your friends, your classmates. And you're saying to God, Lord, would you be willing to use me so that I may share the good news to the people that you have given in my life? Would you use me? If that's your prayer, would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. Would you tell God, Lord, please use me in my time today, in my campus, in my school, Lord, in my class. Lord, please use me. I want to preach the gospel. I want to engage. I want to share the gospel. I want to share that Jesus Christ died for them. Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. I feel like, you know, God wants to give you the courage. God wants to give you the power by the Holy Spirit. Just lift up your hand. Just lift up your hand. No, when you go back to your campus, you're not just going to sit there, you know, and not let them know that you're a Christian. But you would tell them, Lord, I'm a Christian and I'm going to reach out to these people. Just raise up your hand. I want to pray for you. Lord, I thank you, God, for these people who are so bold enough, Lord God, to speak forth your word, God. The salvation of the Lord. God, I pray, God, that you would just give them the courage, the strength, Lord God, and even the wisdom, Lord, that every time they would speak the word of Jesus, Lord, lives will be transformed, God. Lord, I pray that you would just, God, bless these people, bless these young people. I pray, God, for the divine appointment that you're going to give them, Lord, with their classmates, Lord. I speak blessing for these people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.